This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Georgie Music on the 3 o'clock hour theme song there. Love our dude. He's got some new music dropping. If you follow him on social media, JORGMUZIK. A salient point by you, Crowder. But if you turned your mic on, I'd probably have a better idea of what you said.
I'm back, fellas. I'm back. Something came up when I brought up the movie Major League. And you were like, I do know the old surly veteran.
Yeah.
You've never seen Major League.
No, I said I've never seen it.
That, you don't see any movies.
I mean, I've seen bits of it. I know what it is. Charlie Sheen, Good Reliever, Wild Thing, and I get the idea.
You get the idea.
Yeah, here's my guess. He's probably a loose cannon. He's been through, you know, he's torn through every team because he's a loose cannon. The grizzled old manager doesn't want to deal with a young upstart star like that. And so they butt heads. And then at the end, Wild Thing comes in and closes out the World Series win. Something like that.
What about Serrano? What about Roger Dorn? What about the ownership group that's trying to sell them and want them to lose?
Yeah. That's why they brought in Wild Thing. Yeah, it's easy. It's a formula. It's formulaic.
Pedro Serrano might be one of the greatest characters in sports film ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Dennis Haysbert.
It is. Yeah.
Dennis Haysbert. Everybody. I know the whole cast. I mean, I don't like Dennis Haysbert because of the way he little boyed Crowder.
He did. Serrano little boy me at a charity event.
Yeah. Got no love for Dennis Haysbert.
Dennis Haysbert.
I've never seen Major League, Little Giants, or Bull Durham, which is probably why my, you know, top baseball movie ever is Field of Dreams. It's the only one I've ever seen.
Have you seen Any Given Sunday?
I have not.
Have you seen The Program?
I have not.
Blue Chips?
Nope.
Do you like sports?
Not really.
Goodness gracious.
You haven't seen Any Given Sunday?
I have not.
You've never seen Blue Chips.
I have not. I've never seen Hoosiers. Game. I've never seen
he got
Rudy.
Game.
I've never seen.
You've never game. Seen Rudy. Get out of here.
Never seen Rudy. I've not. I get the
Chicago,
idea.
Little white
I get
kid.
The idea. Yeah, come on, little kid. He goes Notre Dame. They don't think he can do anything. Rushes for 200 yards one game.
But you can't. But no, well,
he's a defensive end. He's not even.
Yeah, doesn't rush for anything. And
well, that's they missed the plot then.
But you can't just do that with every movie. I mean, I know how every movie ends. But you can't just do that with every movie.
Well, I have, and I am.
You have. So what, you what's probably the haven't point of, watched
what's the point of having sex? Well, you know how it ends.
Well, I enjoy it though. What do I enjoy watching? Rudy and the program. What's that? Keanu Reeves or something? I mean, who needs
that's
all that?
That's the replacements.
Oh, Shane Falco. I never saw that either. Shane Falco. Oh, come on!
I never saw that.
You'll sit and watch Uncut Gems 8 times, but won't watch one of these movies full out.
Correct. And I saw today is the anniversary of the release of Apollo 13. Mm-hmm. That might be the best movie ever made, and I've seen that 50 times at least.
Why'd you watch it? You know how it ends.
Yeah. Well, I knew how it ended before it started.
I didn't. I wasn't completely certain because I didn't believe what the news media tells me. I wanted to see it in the movie.
A shadow band.
Apollo could have been 13. Shadow band. Yeah. Totally shadow band. Oh, look at that. Major League 2 is on AMC right now. I'm going to put it on.
Nah, it goes downhill from one. Trust me.
Love that movie.
It's amazing. Major League 2 or 1?
Part 2. I don't think I've seen 1.
I love 3.
Oh, Lord.
It's amazing how much stuff is going on right now in sports. This is notoriously the slowest week of the year. That's why they do the Nathan's hot dog eating contest on Friday. I mean, obviously it's 4th of July. But this is notoriously the slowest week. And we are inundated with sports news. And you got the NBA free agency period beginning like 3 hours from now. But you've got Dolphins trade. Shams said this morning on Pat McAfee, be ready for some big deals tonight in the NBA. So yeah, there's action, Jack. Like this is, there are no more off times. And we'll just try to keep it all together and figure out what goes on.
NFL started the 365 cycle and NBA said, okay, we can figure this out as well.
Yeah. It's remarkable. Because like Solana said, we'd be talking about Bill Zito and Sam Bennett's contract, but that's like 15th on the list of things. I haven't even gotten to Inter Miami yet. Like we mentioned it briefly, but I haven't gotten to Inter Miami yet, which was appointment television for me. And I think a lot of people in South Florida, it was embarrassing. I did watch Team USA last night as well. I had a big soccer day yesterday.
Yeah.
Big soccer day.
Yeah.
And there's just so much going on.
Think about it in this way, though. Like, put it in this context. The back-to-back title winners just signed their finals MVP to an 8-year extension, and it doesn't even crack the top 10 things that we want to talk about Monday at 2 p.m. That's
I mean,
crazy.
I was going to go wall-to-wall on Duncan Robinson. We haven't even had time to talk about him.
Sign me
up. Wall-to-wall. He needs to be inside some other walls other than the Casillas.
Anyway, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. See if we can sort it all out with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
No joke, the longest headlines I've had in months, probably since the Super Bowl.
And on June 30th. I mean, that's wild.
Yeah, it really is. We'll start with the biggest blockbuster deal in the NFL in quite some time. Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, and a 2027 seventh round Dolphins selection are headed to the Pittsburgh Steelers. In return, the Miami Dolphins get Minka Fitzpatrick, a 2027 fifth round pick, and I don't know if you guys saw this included in the deal as well, a Primanti Brothers sandwich also being sent to Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel.
Well, now it makes sense.
The deal. Yeah.
Dolphins won that trade.
Well, I mean, if I said to you in a vacuum, Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith for Minka Fitzpatrick, that's a winning trade?
Yeah, well, in a vacuum,
no context.
Because it's just two starters versus one starter.
Yeah.
But a younger DB,
who arguably the best defensive player and the best offensive player on your team for Minkah Fitzpatrick.
But the best defensive player was not going to put another Dolphin Hammond on the rest of his life. And John New wanted $12 million a year.
I'm just saying, in a vacuum.
Yes, in a vacuum.
Pittsburgh won the deal. But if you give it context, I think probably the Dolphins narrowly edge out the victory.
Yes. You know, it's funny that seventh rounder in 2047, like the Steelers sent that back on a fax. We'll do it, but we need a seventh rounder in 2028. Okay, no problem. You got it, brother.
Now, Elliot Friedman, who's one of the best NHL reporters around. I don't know if you follow Elliot Friedman. 900,000 followers. So he's one of the best NHL insiders. Just tweeted out this minute. Being told Aaron Ekblad is staying in Florida.
So that means no Marchand?
Maybe. Depends. I mean, if Brad Marchand says, you know what? I've made $70 million. I'll do one more year at $2.5 million or $3 million. And then I'll figure it out after that. I just want to stick around for one full year with the Cats. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the terms of the Ekblad deal are. But Elliot Friedman tweeting out just this minute, being told Aaron Ekblad is staying in Florida.
I mean, and I don't want it to happen because I love Marchand. I'm going to get his jersey. My wife asked me, what jersey would you want? I said 63. But wouldn't it be cool for him just to jump around all contending teams for the next couple years? Just like go to Edmonton next year.
He's on the
contender. No, I'm saying like go to Edmonton and see if he can help beat the Panthers. Then go to, you know, go to Carolina and see if he can push them over the top.
Like, rack up like nine cups in his final nine seasons.
Yeah, just jump around. It'd be pretty cool.
The opposite of what's the dude on the Oilers who's lost four Stanley Connor Cup McDavid. Finals
oh,
in the last five? Perry.
Yeah, Perry.
Perry, yeah. He's literally, he's been either traded or acquired or signed as a free agent, and he's lost in the Stanley Cup Final four out of the last five seasons.
He's the mush, the team mush.
Yeah. Bum. I'm just trying to see if there's any details on the deal yet, but
I don't know if there's a deal yet. I'm just telling you what he tweeted out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Elliot Friedman. I see it here being told Aaron Ekblad is staying in Florida.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bob McKenzie from TSN Hockey Insider. All signs point to Aaron Ekblad in Florida making progress on a long-term deal. Assuming it's finalized, would take the veteran defenseman out of free agency. There you go. And that was retweeted by Pierre LeBrun. Still bothers me that his last name is LeBrun because I always think it's LeBron James.
Mm. Well, he's the legit NHL source.
Yeah.
But his last name.
Yeah, he's got to change that.
How do you get it confused?
Nah, he's got to change that.
Huh?
The Miami Heat, they made some news over the weekend as well. I know we joked about Duncan Robinson, but he's a free agent right now. Duncan can sign wherever he wants. He could sign with the Heat if he'd like to, but he can sign wherever he wants. The Heat currently has 14 players on their roster. That includes Davion Mitchell, off night, welcome back, two-year, $24 million contract extension.
I like that one way more than bringing back Duncan.
Today at 6, teams can start negotiating with free agents. Right when we're off the air.
Is there any like sexy free agents? Because it seems like everybody's kind of taken. They have dances to the date.
DeAndre Ayton is going to get a buyout with
DeAndre
the
Ayton took a buyout. So, I mean, he'll be a good addition to someone.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about for us.
Right.
Russell Westbrook is out there, right?
Yeah.
Chris James Paul.
Chris Paul will be a free agent for sure. James Harden won't. You guys saw
he re-upped. Yeah.
He's agreeing to a $81.5 million contract over 2 years. To fall short in another game 7, I'm sure, in the first round.
Precious Achiuwa is free. I want Precious back.
Hey, if we're bringing Minkah back, bring back Precious. Bring everybody back, including Matt Mervis.
Hey, man, I wouldn't mind Michael Beasley coming on back.
He's out there. You watching some of that Big Three stuff?
Yeah, he's wide open.
They were here this weekend.
They were?
Yeah. I've got a list here of the top free agents, but some of these are restricted. So
what's that?
This list, I'm looking at the same list I think Solana's looking at. I haven't heard of some of these damn dudes.
Dorian Finney-Smith, he's going to opt out of his contract with the Lakers. Josh Giddey, restricted free agent. Jonathan Kuminga, a lot of teams are speculating on whether he'll go somewhere, whether the Warriors are going to trade him. Miles Turner, he was just on the Indiana Pacers starting five that went to the NBA Finals. He's a free agent as well. Colin Sexton is headed to the Hornets for Yusef Nurkic. Bobby Portis is going to re-sign with the Bucks. And the Bulls traded Lonzo Ball to the Cavaliers for Isaac Okoro. Julius Randle, by the way, staying in Minnesota.
I don't like to get political on the show. I'm just going to read you a tweet from the president of the United States moments ago. I just find this to be funny. I'm doing a major conference call with faith leaders from all over the country, and AT&T is totally unable to make their equipment work properly. This is the second time it's happened. If the boss of AT&T, whoever that might be, could get involved, it would be good. Like, it reminds me of, like, you know, when someone's on a flight and they're like, if American Airlines could get their luggage handlers together, it would be appreciated. We've been on the tarmac for 45 minutes. I love that. I love that that's a tweet. if the chief of AT&T, whoever that might be, could get involved, that would be good.
I love those presidential shows, like London Has Fallen, The Eagle Has Fallen, and you see like the inner workings of like the presidency.
Right.
And then even Olivia Pope, what was that, Scandal, whatever it's called? Like, the people they have working, he just hits Twitter.
He just goes to Twitter. It's amazing because he could literally, like, they could be in touch with whoever the head of AT&T is, you know, in 45 seconds. And instead, I'll tweet it out. He's.
But what's he paying? Like, the same AT&T bill I'm paying, $90 a month? I mean, don't you think the White House would have some sort of.
I want to know what plan he's on. What plan is he on?
The family plan, the new one, four lines, 100 bucks.
They're scaling back ever since Doge. They're scaling back, so he's on a 2-for-1 deal. So you want to get into Inter-Miami Hawk? I don't know. It sounded like you were very frustrated.
Nah, I do, but maybe later in the show, because I really want to talk a little bit of Heat. I want to read you something that Ira Winderman wrote in the Sun Sentinel. So,
all right. Well, Inter-Miami's out, by the way, and the U.S. men's national team, as Hawk mentioned, they're into the Gold Cup semifinal. They beat Costa Rica. The Marlins have won 7 consecutive games. They went 6-0 on their West Coast road trip. They're off today, but they're back at Lone Depot Park mañana. They're going to host the Minnesota Twins.
How about that? They go on a little winning streak, and the league freezes them out. Oh, now you can't play today. This is like what happens at a casino. You go on a little heater at blackjack, and all of a sudden they've got to reshuffle the shoe or something. Mm-hmm. Look at the league. The league is complicit in the shadow banning, but now the Marlins are on a heater, and it's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to make you wait 24 hours or more.
Roulette table. They send in the Asian lady. When they send in that Asian lady, get up and
you're
run.
You're done. You're done.
Your weather? From the Desmond and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. partly cloudy. I'm sweating right now. And tonight your lows will be in the low 80s. It's hot. That's your weather.
It is warm out there, man. Warm out there. I do want to talk a little NBA free agency in Miami Heat, so don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer, but I can throw that gas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
There is only one Will Smith song that is sanctioned on this show. Even though this movie was released on this day in 1999, one of the biggest, now that's a movie I've seen, one of the biggest pieces of garbage that's ever been put on celluloid.
Any given Sunday comes on and you start playing on your phone, a big giant mechanical spider starts walking around with a guy in a wheelchair controlling it, and you love it.
Well, in my defense, I didn't know that it had to do with a giant robotic spider. I thought it was some sort of Wild Wild West movie. Did you know going into it that it was going to involve robots?
No, and once I saw the robots, I was out.
It was terrible.
Once I saw Willie Beeman,
one of the worst movies I've ever seen, Wild Wild West.
It's bad. And I watch movies with my kids now, you know, they're 12 and 13. So like I let them, you know, some cussing and all, R is not a big deal. A couple weeks ago, that movie was on, and I told him, there's no way we're watching this. I'm a bad father. I fail as a father if I let you watch this movie.
Selma Hayek is in it, though. I mean,
you know. It's a terrible movie.
Yeah, but I'll watch Selma anything Hayek. Selma Hayek is in, man.
Hey, go watch From Dusk Till Dawn.
Look at Jimmy. Jimmy came to life. Oh, holy mackerel.
Jimmy wakes up for Selma.
I'll tell you what, you touched a chord with him. Elliot Friedman tweets out about the Aaron Ekblad deal for him to stay in Florida. Sounds like this is going to be around 8 years, $6.1 million-ish. So, Bennett was what, 8x8? Mm-hmm. And this would be like 8x6. So, Aaron Ekblad getting paid. if this, in fact, does work out to be correct.
Can I just ask a question about this? Because, listen, I was wrong about Ekblad. I'm on the record. I'm sorry. Shouldn't have called him a traffic cone. Shouldn't have hitched my wagon to Brooks Koepka. I apologize. That's on me, okay? But are we comfortable with Aaron Ekblad getting paid that much money 8 years from now on our team?
That's where you're going with this?
I'm just asking. Hawk, I don't know. I'm just asking.
That's where you're going with this. You're the guy after consecutive Stanley Cups. You're the guy who wants to know, well, how are we going to be feeling in 8 years?
Yeah, Solana. I really think about 2033 that much.
In 8 years, this is where your take is. I wonder if we'll be celebrating the Aaron Ekblad contract in 2033.
Maybe this is why Bill Zito's not winning GM of the year in the NHL.
You know what, though? I'm sure they can move him. They do it in basketball all the time. They'll sign them big deals, and then if they get this window, keep the window going for 3-4 more years, win 3-4 more Stanley Cups.
Worst conversation. He just sucked you into the worst conversation.
Get it done. Just get it done.
Just saying, if McDavid's available in 2031, we can't trade for him. We're over the cap. Ekblad.
I'm sorry, Hawk. My bad.
It's just these are the guys who you just want to strangle.
My bad.
And by the way, the song Wild Wild West from Kool Moe Dee is 1,000 times better than the Will Smith version. Just wanted to say. This is what Ira Winderman writes about the Heat and free agency, which begins at 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15.
Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is moving day in the NBA with the question for the Miami Heat ahead of Monday's 6 p.m. start of free agency being whether they have a move to make. The Heat have 14 players under standard contract for next season, one shy of the NBA regular season limit, and a return by Duncan Robinson is still a possibility. So it would appear only a creative approach by Pat Riley and his team's front office would shake up a roster that closed last season at 37-45 before being blown out of the first round of the playoffs by a record margin. As the opening bell approaches, albeit in a league where the opening bell is often more ceremonial than actual limit. I just lost my place here because I got a pop-up ad. Damn Sun Sentinel. At least our ads, you know when they're coming. You just pop up in the middle of whatever you're reading. Robinson, the Heat's all-time leader in three-pointers, on Sunday exercised his early termination option to become a free agent, bypassing the $20 million final season on the five-year $90 million contract he signed with the team in 2021, with $10 million guaranteed for next season. Among possibilities for the next step for Robinson are returning to the Heat on a new free agent contract more favorable to the Heat in 25 and 26 than the $20 million salary, working with the Heat to facilitate a sign and trade agreement to move elsewhere, or signing outright elsewhere. Among the possibilities that are the option of re-signing Robinson or bringing back unrestricted free agent Alec Burks, who stood as last season's alternate choice as three-point specialist when Robinson was off his game amid an uneven season. Should Robinson move on elsewhere, the Heat would have a variety of salary cap exceptions to sign a 15th player to a standard contract. In the void of Robinson, the replacement priority likely would be placed on shooting. In the wake of last season's demise, including the team's first losing season since 2018-2019, Riley, in his season-closing comments, said, "I think we do have to make changes. There's no doubt there has to be some change." So far, Ira Winderman writes in the Sun Sentinel, there has been none other than the first-round selection of Kasparis Jakaciūnas, the creative playmaker drafted from Illinois. By contrast, there have been a series of franchise-altering trades around the league, from the Rockets adding Kevin Durant to the Hawks acquiring Kristaps Porzingis to the Magic dealing for Desmond Bane. For the Heat, there's been none of that. Among potential trade elements from the current roster are Andrew Wiggins, Kyle Anderson, and Terry Rozier, largely because of each holding a contract that either does or could expire after the coming season. The Heat also have youthful elements potentially put into play, such as Nikola Jovic, Jaime Jaquez Jr., or possibly past two first-round picks, Khalil Ware and Jakaciūnas. While Monday is referred to as the start of free agency, it is also when teams can better set trades by utilizing elements of the free agency process. Then, there are the Heat's own remaining free agency decisions. While Robinson took one decision, someone out of the Heat's hands, in play starting at 6 p.m. is the ability by other teams to approach the Heat's free agents. That group includes Alec Burks, Josh Christopher, Isaiah Stevens, and Drew Smith, who has a qualifying offer in place on the Heat two-way contract, affording the Heat the right to match any potential outside offers. While the goal, in light of the Heat's middling status in the Eastern Conference after finishing in 10th place last season, is to stay under the luxury tax in 2025 and 26, the Heat do have a variety of spending options on free agency. Among them are all or a portion of the $14.1 million mid-level exception, the $5.1 million biannual exception, or remaining trade exceptions from deals made last season. $16.1 million from sending out Jimmy Butler, $3.1 million for sending out Josh Richardson. Utilization of such exceptions would, in turn, hard cap the Heat for the coming season. In addition, with the possibility of significant cap space for the 2026 offseason, the desire to offer free agent contracts for more than one season could prove limited. So what do all those words add up to you? For me, it adds up to not much going on other than running it back from last season. That's the reality of it. And I know what Pat Riley said after the season, and I know Sham said, expect some big things to happen tonight. I don't see where it's happening for the Heat. I don't see any moves that are outlandish. I hope I'm surprised, but I don't see where it's coming from.
Yeah, and the guys you said that they have to decide on, Burks and only name I know, Stevenson, Christopher Smith, don't even know what those guys look like, so no big deal. But my thing is, there's nobody out there. Like, we want to sell. What are we buying? Like, there's nothing to buy. We were joking about the free agent list earlier. Like, who else? There's no Kevin Durant.
You got to find someone like a Porzingis. It's not necessarily that there's free agents that you're just looking to sign. You're looking to acquire talent the way Orlando went out and got Desmond Bane, right? The way Atlanta got Kristaps Porzingis. Like, that's what's left for the Heat to make something happen.
There's names, though, Crowder. You're right? Like, the Giannis's of the world. I mean, I think you're kind of spinning your wheels there. It seems like he's going to stay, but Jaylen Brown has been talked about with the Boston Celtics. Now that the Miami Heat have Andrew Wiggins, they have some flexibility with Duncan Robinson, potentially with a sign-in trade, and you have Terry Rozier. I'm not saying that package lands Jaylen Brown. Obviously, there would have to be more, but that's how you get it done, right? You have to accumulate enough money roster-wise, maybe a sign-in trade, Andrew Wiggins, Rozier, a young player, and you go and you trade for a Porzingis or a Desmond Bane or a Jaylen Brown or a Derek White. Like, that's how it's going to get done. Teams that are looking for some sort of either soft reset or full reset in the Celtics case. I'm with you, though, Hawk. I'm with you. Unless the Heat are able to find a suitor like that and there's value, they find value in Andrew Wiggins and you're kind of just dumping Terry Rozier to whichever sucker is willing to take him at this point. And to be fair, he's an expiring, as Ira points out. To me, it doesn't seem likely that the Miami Heat are going to make any sort of big move because...
consequential move, yeah.
Correct, because they want to remain flexible. They don't want to trade for somebody who's on the books $35 million or $40 million this year, $45 million next year, because they want to remain flexible for 2026.
So we're planning for the future all next season. It's tough to hear, but a lot of teams do it, but it's tough to hear.
Well, it's what they've been doing. They've done this several seasons where they haven't done much with their eyes on the prize for something a season or two away. Hasn't worked out very well. I mean, it did with LeBron, but it hasn't worked out, you know, with KD or Giannis or any others. But, I mean, I don't know, again, if there's anything, you know, we talked about it at the end of the season. Do you make a move just for the sake of making a move to satiate Heat Nation, or do you not make a move? Which, by the way, they did not with KD. They could have sweetened the pot. They chose not to. Their track seems to be more like, hey, we'll make a move if it makes sense. If not, we'll continue to eye things for the future.
Trust O'Reilly, I really do.
Remain flexible is basically what they're telling you. Like, hey, we're going to remain flexible. We want to have options next season, whether that means Luka staying, whether it's not. Like, who knows? I don't know, but here's what I do know. Trade deadline comes up. How many people genuinely believed to start last season in Golden State that they were going to be able to land Jimmy Butler, right? Like, I mean, maybe, but you don't know that for sure. Things went south in Miami, and all of a sudden, Golden State was flexible enough to trade for Jimmy Butler. They had the assets available to do it. And you know, that's the type of game that Miami's playing right now. Whether it's right or wrong, I'm not telling you. I'm just saying that's the type of game where, hey, maybe things go really south with Giannis Antetokounmpo in Milwaukee. And all of a sudden, at the deadline, the Bucks are like, we've got to get out of this situation. And here comes Miami. They're available. They have the expiring deals. They have the money capable to trade for a player like that. So that's the game here. Remain flexible. Keep 2026, the priority.
Remain flexible.
Don't kill yourself. Until
there's someone who's worth not remaining flexible because
right.
of.
Right.
Which makes sense. I mean, you know, it makes sense, but sometimes that means, okay, well, you got to run back a roster that finished 10th in the East and got blown out by Cleveland. Like,
And to make matters worse, the East has probably never been this wide open, which is right. what I think Heat fans are frustrated about. They're looking at the Indiana Pacers. They see what the Boston Celtics are going to look like next year, most likely without their superstar. And the biggest, you know, team you have to go through in the East right now is the New York Knicks, who don't have a head coach. And Desmond Bain and Paolo Banchero, and you're kind of saying like, hey, why is there inaction here? Why is Andrew Wiggins going to be our third best player next season? And I get the frustration. I get it.
If you tell Pat that Halliburton's tearing his Achilles, Tatum's tearing his Achilles, Damian Lillard's out for the – you tell him that 3-4 months ago, I guarantee something happens. You just can't, you know, the injury thing. You didn't know the East was going to be this damn weak this year. Nobody do until the damn injuries happen.
I was told by one of my soccer insider friends, hey, you know, for the Club World Cup, bet Inter Milan today. Game started about 45 minutes ago. Bet Inter Milan and the under. So I bet Inter Milan and the under, and this Flonase scored a goal within like the first 2 minutes of the match.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go into halftime here with Flonase beating Inter Milan 1-0, up on Milan 1-0.
Who has allergies?
Yeah, I don't know. Flonase.
Is Zyrtec playing?
A funny joke.
That, of course, Fluminense, one of the largest clubs in South America, of course.
It is not Flonase?
Close, but no, not Flonase.
Hmm. Thought I had gotten my soccer knowledge up to a respectable spot, but I guess not. Fluminense.
The country called Fluminense? City?
Well, it's the Club World Cup, so these are club teams.
Oh.
So this is not the national Fluminense team. This is the club team.
You.
All right. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We will continue to monitor what's going on with Aaron Ekblad. Looks like he might be coming back to the Panthers. We'll be 2 hours away at the 4 o'clock hour from NBA free agency opening. I mean, we got a lot of action, and we'll continue to talk about Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith headed to the Steelers and Minka Fitzpatrick returning to the Miami Dolphins.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for limited
living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.